This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, Republican Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears, the first female woman of color ever voted into that position in the Commonwealth of Virginia, says that her victory in Tuesday's election couldn't have been anything but a God thing. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Winsome Sears was elected to a majority Black legislative district. No other Republican has done that in Virginia since 1865. She consequently also became the first and still only Black Republican woman elected to the House, the first female veteran, and the first legal immigrant woman. Winsome is a mother, wife, and proud to have served in the United States Marines. She was also a hard-charging vice president of the Virginia State Board of Education and received presidential appointments to the U.S. Census Bureau, where she co-chaired the African American Committee and the Advisory Committee on Women Veterans to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. In addition to her master's degree, Winsome also built a successful business as a trained electrician and understands the importance of helping small businesses. However, Winsome is most proud of her community work, leading a men's prison ministry and as director of a women's homeless shelter for the Salvation Army. The Jamaican-born Winsome told Fox News that she won despite a ragtag staff with very little money and little hope at the beginning of the campaign, but that God came through for her. Winsome said, "I'm trying to find the right words for all of this because I'm still processing. We worked and worked and worked. We went to voters and knocked on doors and had conversations with people about the real issues. We talked with men and women who had been previously incarcerated who are trying to come back into society just to have a second chance. These things are very important." Sears said she ran a men's prison ministry for 2 years trying to deliver a message of hope to those who felt like they had no hope. She went on to say, "America is the land of second chances. That's how we did it. We tried to touch the people." Her victory over Democrat Hala Ayala came as a surprise to many, as did Republican Glenn Youngkin's victory in the governor's race Tuesday over Democrat Terry McAuliffe. In her acceptance speech, Winsome told an enthusiastic crowd, "This is a historic night, but I didn't want to make history. I just wanted to leave this country better than I found it." She continued, "What has happened with progressives is that they have pitted us all against each other so that they can swoop in and be our political savior. I have won my race as lieutenant governor, but I'm not going to be representing Republicans only. No, I'm representing everybody. We have to learn to live together and get along so that we can have peace. We talk with voters about the bread and butter issues. There are so many things we can do together instead of being at each other's throats. That's what people want." I'm Angela Donadio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.